Yes, Yulia, your Ukrainian man was just stupid. Every man in America would think himself lucky to have you, and I'm sorry that happened to you, but you're a good, strong person, and I'm sure the next man will be a foreign man who will absolutely love you and take care of you forever. I'm so sure of that.
I try to talk to me, too.
No, it's absolutely true, Yulia. I'm completely sure of it. Totally sure that you will meet a very, very nice man who will absolutely adore you and love you and your children and be just like your father for your mother. Be a good man, a good husband, a good partner. And he'll cook you dinner. I just hope he's a good cook.
I am a good cook.
You are a good cook? Well, then maybe you can teach him to cook and then he'll cook for you.
Of course, it's not a problem, really.
What do you like to cook?
Not a problem. The main thing is understanding, you see, and everything. And what I like to cook,
uh-huh.
I can cook everything because I have no opportunity to go every day to eat at the restaurant.
Wow.
Just only for holidays.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I cook with my mom everything and with my dad. And sometimes I don't cook because I have no time. I work very hard.
Sure.
Almost all the day. Even now, I'm at my work.
You're at work now.
I am a private teacher, so I can work everywhere they ask me because it is my money.
Yes, I see.
So soon.
Very good.
And before school time, now it's too much work for me
uh-huh.
because on the 1st of September, children will go to school. I am a teacher of English.
Uh-huh. Do you have many students?
Yes, I
uh-huh.
during August, I have 22 of them.
22, wow, very good.
Yeah, and so every hour I am somewhere, you see, to work.
Yes.
So
every hour you're somewhere to work, for sure, I'm sure. 22 students will keep you very busy.
Yeah, of course.
That's
and every evening I am so tired, but I like this work. Because I work with children.
Yes.
We understand each other, you see.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. I'm sure children are very happy to have such a lovely teacher.
I believe in it. I try to do my best for them to love me.
I'm sure they love you. I'm sure you're a very kind and compassionate and patient teacher, and I'm sure the little boys all are in love with you.
Never ask them.
I wanted to ask you, Leah, I read your profile, obviously, and I think you wrote in your profile that you could meet somebody who was maybe up to 50 years of age. Is that still okay for you? Have you been thinking about the age of your husband, what age you would like him to be?
I think the age is not the main thing in our life.
Mm-hmm.
So I can say you only one thing. I don't like young men.
So you don't like young men?
Because
okay.
I think my opinion that they are quite stupid, you know, young the ages. Maybe. Why are you laughing?
Oh, it's very funny, actually. Just young men are quite stupid.
Well,
young men are
opinion.
Quite stupid, to tell you the truth, especially here in America. But
okay, if I take the age from 20 to 40 or 35 to 30, are they clever? They can live with a woman?
Yes.
I don't think so. They are children in this age.
Yes, I understand what you're saying. You need somebody who is mature enough to have a family, to support a family, and to be faithful
yeah, yeah.
and serious, of course. And sometimes yeah. Very young men are not ready for marriage and those kinds of responsibilities at all.
Yeah. But
true.
If you ask 50 years old, why not? If I like this man, if he likes me, it's not a problem, you see.
Okay.
Because the age is really, I don't think that, uh-huh. it is a problem.
And you said that you would like to have children, I believe, yes? How many children would you like to have?
I would like to have the elder son and small one daughter.
A son and a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a perfect family.
Mm-hmm. We have the same family. You know, I have such family. I have older brother.
You have an older brother.
So I think my brother is 9 years older than me.
Yeah.
So, you see, my family is a good example for me.
Sure.
I never remember that we called it in my family, never.
Yes.
I never called it with my brother, never with my parents. Everything was very okay all the time, and it is a good example for my future life. And I will try to live my future life as my mama lives, so I will make everything the best for my family to be okay.
I am sure.